He said no, but now President Trump says he will approve California's request for relief funds to help with the state's response to wildfires. Last month, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom formally submitted a letter to the White House asking for a major disaster declaration that would allow cost sharing between the federal and state government for damage, cleanup, and rebuilding. Initially, the administration turned down the request, but today, Governor Newsom announced he had spoken with the president on the phone, and the president reversed course. So far this year, more than 8,500 fires have burned more than 4 million acres across the state. And today, nearly 9,000 firefighters remain on the front lines of 21 wildfires across California. News Nation reporter Lauren Lister gives us a look at how crews are gearing up to battle the fires on what's expected to be a hot, windy weekend.
Good evening. With red flag warnings in effect here today, a brush fire breaking out in one part of LA County, while in other areas, firefighters are bracing for possible flames. From the ground and the air, officials report more than 100 firefighters today battling this brush fire in the Sepulveda Basin. Flames breaking out in triple digit temperatures, as today the National Weather Service has been warning that heat, low humidity, and Santa Ana winds amount to extreme fire danger for parts of Southern California.
We have all of the prescription, meaning that we got high temperatures today, the brush is dry, and everything is in alignment to support large fire growth.
This LA County Fire Strike Team is strategically positioned in the Santa Clarita Valley, ready to jump into action fast if any fires break out here.
What this actually does is gives us the ability to put more resources on the fire a lot quicker.
And it's been a busy month for this strike team. The battalion chief sharing these images of other fires they've responded to across the state, saying he worked 42 days in a row recently on the fire lines. And for people who live in the areas under the red flag warning today, concerns too.
We've got plant life that really accelerates the fire, so that's the other scary part, and there's a lot of people that don't clear the brush.
This woman says her mother was recently evacuated during the Creek Fire in Fresno.
She was with me for 22 days, so a lot of her neighbors lost their homes, so we always worry about fire this time of year.
Firefighters working hard to try to avoid situations like that.
We're trying to do everything that we can so that we can try to get ahead of this before any fire erupts.
And fire officials say that brush fire we told you about is now contained. There should be more relief on the way, too, with those red flag warnings set to expire tonight. Lauren Lister, News Nation, Santa Clarita.